Kilayim, Perek Tes, Mishneh Gimel. Mitpachos Hayadayim, so that's hand towels. Mitpachos Hasfarim, this the Rav explains, is the covers that we put on the Sifrei Torah. Mitpachos Hasapog, this is large bath towels. Ein Bohem Mishum Kilayim, these things would not have an Isser of Kilayim because they're not worn as Begadim. So as one dries his hands or his body, or handles the cover of the Sefer Torah, that's not considered wearing it. So there's no Isser of Kilayim. Rabbi Elazar Oyser. However, Rabbi Elazar Asers. So the Rav goes on each one. He says the hand towels are Asser because they sometimes warm the hands. And on the Sfarim, sometimes a person would take the cover of the Sefer Torah, put it in his pocket, and it would warm his legs. And the large towels, and I'm not sure why he doesn't just say the same thing like he did by the hand towels, that it would just sometimes would warm the body. But the Rav says that sometimes one would take a large bath towel, and when the Rebbe would walk by, as in Derech Kavod, in honor, they would cover themselves and be misatef, like a cloak with a large bath towel. And by covering it itself, that's a Derech Malbush. The Rav actually says the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar here. Fighter in the Mishnah. Umit b'chais ha-saparim. Now this is talking about barbers, the cloaks that the barbers would put on people. Asuras mishum kilayim. Those are asur because of a kilayim if it has shatnez in it. Now the Rav says something interesting here. He says, even according to the Tanakama, he says he would agree in this case because this cloak that the barbers put on people, it has a place to put the head through, and it's called derech malbush. When there's a hole through the top of it, that's a normal way of wearing something. That's a human's wear clothing. Not like the previous cases in the Mishnah, where none of those are garments, coverings of the Sefer Torah, towels, and things like that. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, why does the Rav have to say that the only reason that it's Kilayim according to the Tanakama and everybody agrees is because it has a hole to put the head in it, and it's the way the things are worn. Even if there was no hole, it should still be Usser. Any type of cloth or bega that a person puts on them to protect them from something on the outside, like, for example, we're going to have a Mishnah soon where a person takes a saddle blanket from a donkey or a horse or whatever, and he puts it on his shoulder to protect him from getting manure all over his body. So that's usher because of kilayim if he uses it in the action of wearing it by putting it over his body, over his shoulder. So too here, if a guy wants to take something, put it over his body to protect him from the outs, from hairs that shouldn't go all over his body, that's very similar. So why is that not a problem of shatnez? That should be levisha, that's wearing something. And then we would say, in all these other cases in the Mishnah, by the Sefer Torah, the covering or towels, you're not doing anything derech levisha there. You're not wearing it, but here you're actually wearing it, even if there is no hole that makes it into a regular beged. So Kivager leaves it as a tzarchin on the Rav.